Headline, leader of Baha'i movement coming to capital soon. Friday, April 5th, 1912, Washington. Publication, The Washington, D.C. Times. Oriental do here. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas will expound his philosophy here. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, son of the founder of the Baha'i movement or religion, of which Mrs. Christian Barney Hemmick and other prominent women of social America are members, will arrive in Washington within a few weeks to attend the second annual conference of the Persian American Educational Society, to be held here April 18th through the 20th. Abdul is the present leader of the sect and is declared to be the author of a new and modern Rubaiyat that has come out of Persia. His booklet of Oriental philosophy, which sets forth the principles and objects of his creed, is entitled The Universal Principles of the Baha'i Movement, Social, Economic, Governmental. Bound in characteristic style of the Far East, the little volume will be distributed in this city for several weeks prior to the arrival of Baha'i leader. While here, the Persian philosopher is scheduled to make several addresses. He will speak before the Conference of the Persian American Educational Society and will address audiences in the Church of Our Father and in the People's Church. He will also speak before the Woman's Alliance of All Souls, Unitarian Church. Before returning to his native country, Abdu'l-Bahá will visit many of the principal cities of the United States and will address not only the Baha'i assemblies, but audiences of all cults and denominations, as well as many college and university settlements and educational societies. Abdu'l-Bahá's philosophy stands for the molding of unity and universalism. He urges world peace in a universal language. The Persian teacher also argues for the blending of the world's religions and protests against the differences of creeds. Equality of sexes is also another social reform he advocates. The visit of Abdu'l-Bahá to America, while he is not directly connected with the work of the Persian American Educational Society, is looked forward to by its officers with especial interest, as he is regarded not only as a foremost Persian, but the chief exponent of many of the ideals and purposes of the society.